glad to get outdoors. Boy, you can only do so much indoors, but you got to get outside and play a little bit. And it's good that Mother Nature's giving you a break, huh?
Yeah, you know, when you're playing inside, it gets a little monotonous. Just trying to make it competitive. So, you know, half our field was still wet, but the girls were super excited to be out. You know, just it's hard to replicate fly balls inside. You know, with you know, we do have a nice gym facilities for that, but you know, it's just not the same. So.
I know I talked to John about baseball field. I don't know if the softball field, too, is it rock hard or is it thawing out kind of nicely?
It's thawing out pretty nicely. We have one spot by the first base dugout, first base line. It's pretty wet right now and it keeps freezing at night. But overall, it's not bad. I dragged it today and it's pretty soft. So we'll be out there in the near future for sure.
But right, one thing is it's starting off better than it was last year because last year, February was not a good month.
No, last year was extremely tough. We had so much snow, cold weather. I think our first time being outside was at our first game. So it's been nice to be out and be a little bit more prepared to start the season for sure.
So we said it's year two for you. A little easier. I mean, coming in year one and everything the way it was. But year two, you feel like, hey, it's gone pretty smoothly. We know who we got out there. Has it been a little bit more smooth for you?
Yeah, I think so. We actually had a fall season, which is fantastic. These girls weren't able to do that last year, obviously, with having nine players. We got a few games in the fall, but this year we had a full fall schedule. So it's nice to kind of put the pieces together a little bit and develop the team culture in that aspect. It's been really nice.
Start with your pitching, and you've definitely got some pitching back this year, don't you?
Yeah, I'm super excited about our pitching this year. Obviously, with Ella coming back, she threw a bulk load of our innings last year. Had a very nice year for us. I think she was ninth in the country in strikeouts. So she'll throw a lot again this year. We also have a solid number two, Lexi Knapp. She's from Colorado. I've watched her pitch for the last 4 years, coaching in Sterling. She was from Loveland, so. She had a very nice fall as well. Similar numbers to Ella, strikeouts to the walk ratio. That's kind of, you know, what I follow as far as pitching. And then we just recently, picked up a girl from, she transferred from Bellevue College in Washington. I'm not sure if their team folded, but they didn't have very many players. So she'll be a nice addition. And then Ayanna Goodwin is another one for us. She'll get some innings. But probably put her a little bit more at second base, focus on that. So, you know, I'm really excited to have, you know, three quality pitchers. So,
and you liked it. Ella will get the majority of the innings, I'm sure, but it's nice to have a few others when, you know, just you're going to play so many games. You don't want to overload it for her, right?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be nice to be able to use Sadie a little bit, you know, midweek especially. But we'll stick with, I mean, I've seen a little bit of her, but I know she's going to be, you know, quality pitcher. But yeah, Ella will throw multiple games in a weekend, try to give her, you know, those midweek games off a little bit or get her a few innings here and there. But, you know, especially once we get into conference games, you know, she's going to be throwing a lot.
Position players, talk about them. And of course, on offense, you feel like this is going to be an offense to score a lot of runs for you.
Yeah, I think so. We have a good, you know, 1 through 9, I think right now. At the top of the lineup, we have Angela Banzett. She's a Canadian. She'll also be our center fielder. She's a little slapper that, you know, can move pretty well. And we'll have Layla Gutierrez. She's from Texas. She can hit the ball out of the park if, you know, you know, very athletic. We're going to be very fast. Lexi's going to be in the middle of our lineup. And obviously, Andy Suhai. She first team all region last year. So hopefully she puts up some big numbers for us. And then Lexi can hit as well. She's going to do both for us. She'll hit and she'll pitch and then probably DP here and there. And Briley Dean, you know, she had a really nice fall for us. Struggled a little bit last year, but she had a really nice fall. So I'm really excited for her. Bottom of our lineup, you know, we're going to be mixing in a lot of players there, kind of figure that out a little bit. You know, Ella can hit a little bit for us. Gracie, you know, expecting some better numbers from her. You know, she's going to catch a lot. She's going to catch a lot. So, you know, whether she hits every game or we give her a little bit of a break, you know, with the DP. But we have some nice freshmen, you know, coming in. We're going to be very fast this year too. So we're going to be on the move a lot. You know, we're not a very big team. We're more athletic than, you know, what we were even last year. So
Schedule-wise, you get things going here coming up next week. First games, real games are coming up, aren't they?
Yep, we're going down to Garden City. Played them in the fall. We should be able to compete with them. And then we're going to Liberal to play Seward County. Should be able to compete with them as well. Usually they're pretty good programs, but, you know, we're going to go out there and compete and obviously, you know, try to get those wins. And then we're going to be busy. February is a little bit slower. You know, we have games against Colby. Mm-hmm. Northeast comes out, and then we'll take a long trip down to Western Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of our long trip this year. That, you know, 4 or 5 days in Texas was a little bit much for me last year. But then we go, because yeah, it was me by myself. Coach Conroy, Rachel, she had her child last mm-hmm. year. So I come in and, you know, pretty much doing everything by myself. So that's been a blessing, too, to have her back, mm-hmm. like, you know, here full time with me to and really guide these pitchers as well. But yeah, you know, going back to our schedule, it's going to be busy. You know, we play a lot of games in, you know, March, April, because they're ending our season a little bit earlier this year. So our last games, I think, are April 22nd. And then we have our region tournament. You know, if you win that, you move on to the districts mm-hmm. against the Kansas schools. So it's a pretty condensed schedule, but you know, I'm really looking forward to it.
It seems like in the springtime, it goes slow at the beginning. But, man, once you get April and then it's already May, and it's like, wow, it's already over. So it starts slow, but it ends fast. Is that right?
Yeah, it does. It does. It starts off really slow. And then, you know, you got to deal with the weather a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. So that could make those months, you know, extremely busy, you know, moving games around. Because we're going to try to get the full 60. And I know a lot of teams don't. You know, we had the smallest roster last year in the region, and we played the most games. So I'm really trying to, you know, I'd rather be out there playing games, you know, than practicing. So really looking forward to it.